Thursday of the 20th week of Ordinary Time. The Gospel is Matthew 22:1-14. Jesus again, in reply, spoke to the chief priests and the elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time, he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then the king said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the street and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. He said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind him hand and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, I believe that many of us are shocked with this gospel. How does this connect with the mercy of the Lord? Do we then understand the mercy of the Lord? How do we enter into the kingdom? And why is Jesus so stern about the rejection to the invitation? First, we have to go into the context. In chapter 22, we see the continuing of the confrontation of the Pharisees and Sadducees, who are seeking to trap Jesus with clever arguments, and doing so are blocking the people from entering into a relationship with Jesus. Jesus exposes them for their insincerity and their lack of understanding. Now, we live in a time, in a culture, where we feel entitled to whatever choices we want to make and to believe they have no consequence. So, if we want to go to the wedding, that's fine. If we don't want to go to the wedding, that's okay as well. It's just my own decision. Jesus is telling us that our choices have consequences, and some are great, and some are very, very great. Now, suppose that a man chooses not to marry his bride. Well, that is going to affect his whole future. is just going to be different because that woman is not going to be his wife. They're not going to make a family together for the rest of their lives. Well, that's a choice he has to discern because that woman is not the center of the universe. She is not God. So it might or it might not be the woman for him. Now, the same thing goes about choosing a career. We may choose or not choose a career, and that is a discernment we have to make. But there are other decisions that are even more serious. For example, if a woman chooses to commit abortion, get rid of the baby in her womb, that baby is going to die. The consequence is going to be death. And her own soul will go into a distancing from God. And so that decision, for example, is very drastic and has very profound consequences. So Jesus is telling us that he is the bridegroom. He had already said that in the Gospel of Matthew. Remember when his disciples were not fasting and the Pharisees criticized them for this. So Jesus is the bridegroom. Jesus is the Lord, is our head. And we were created to find our fullness in the nuptial union with him, by entering into the wedding feast with him. What this means is the following. If we choose not to enter into this relationship with Jesus, this union with Jesus, we would be aborting ourselves. We would be cutting ourselves off from the very source of life. And so this is not about a king who just got angry and decided to burn the city out of his rejection to the people. The very consequence of turning off the light is darkness. The very consequence of breaking off from union with Christ is eternal death. And so Jesus is bringing this forth in this parable. Now, why would the people not want to go into the most joyous occasion, which is a wedding, and partake of the life of the family? The answer is because they have their own life apart. And so, when they're summoned, one goes to his farm, the other one goes to his business, they have zero interest on entering a life with Christ. They have their own life, their own agenda. And this is the dramatic situation of multitudes today. And so they are indeed cut off. Now the father goes and invites everybody out in the street to come to the wedding, and finally the whole of the banquet is full. But there's a man there that does not have a wedding garment. A wedding garment, according to Revelation 19:8, the wedding garment is the righteous deeds of the saints, which are the fruit of genuine repentance. And so it could be that we are in the banquet hall, but for the wrong reasons. You know, the food is good, we enjoy being around Christian circles, but have we truly converted? Have we truly put on the garment of repentance? Notice that those invited were the good and the bad alike. But all of us need to turn into goodness by the grace of God. and allow the power of the love of the bridegroom to transform our lives. And the gospel ends with a maxim: many are invited, but few are chosen. The point is that all are called to the kingdom, but not all will be found worthy to possess it. Some will decline the invitation and so exclude themselves from its blessing, from the new life. Others will accept it, but will not follow through in putting into practice the new life of the kingdom, the way of life of the wedding feast of the marriage. So the Father is inviting us into a relationship with His Son. We need to choose to respond, or we can quietly decline, or we can get angry. In fact, today, if we choose to witness the good news publicly, or if simply we act according to the principles of the kingdom, we are exposed to hostile responses. Family members, people at work, friends may have nothing to do with us because of our way of life. So the man without the wedding garment did not ignore nor refuse the invitation to the feast, but his eyes were in the good time. He did not follow through in his yes to the call of God. He felt more comfortable adapting to the ways of the world, so his garment reflected that. How do you and I live as members of the family, as the bride of the bridegroom, who is Jesus Christ?